إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we talked about why bad things happen to good people. Today we'll talk about why good things happen to bad people. The opposite of that. And this is, we see this all the time. You see this all the time, we see people who are, I'm not even talking about, this includes of course people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm saying even people who claim to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may even worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they do everything else wrong. They indulge in all kinds of haram, even though they pray. And some of them don't pray at all. They pray only on Eid, or they don't, even that they don't pray, or, you know, all kinds of things. Yet, you find that they have wealth, and they have influence, and they have, you know, everything. I mean, all that you normally associate with the good things of life, they have all that. And not only do they have that in plenty. And you will find that this increases over time. So, the person may have some, and then he gets a loan from a bank, and he starts his business, and he does the business, you know, expands the business with the bank loan, and then lo and behold, now he has even more money, and he has got even more influence, and, you know, he has got all kinds of things. So somebody went to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, and they asked him this question. And they said that, you say that disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the punishment of Allah. But they said, but our experience is different. Our experience is that when people disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not punished. You know, on the other hand, they seem to get away with so many things. And so apparently we are holding back, and we are not doing this and not doing that, but what is the use of that? Nothing is happening to this person, he is doing all kinds of things. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi recited this ayat of Surah Al-An'am, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, when they forget all the warnings that were given to them, when they forget the zikr of Allah, when they forget the warnings that have been given to them, and they exceed in their disobedience, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says that we open on them the doors of everything. It looks like a contradiction. Here is somebody who is disobeying Allah. So Allah should effectively, if somebody is disobeying you, you tighten the screws. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, we don't tighten the screws. We actually give them more. We give them more. We open the doors on them. Imagine, I mean, the descriptive language of the Quran. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, we open on them the doors of everything. So they will have more money and more wealth and more influence, and they get away with murder literally, and so on. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very, very dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then when they are completely engrossed in enjoyment, when they are completely engrossed in the enjoyment of what we have given them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَخَذْنَا بَغْتَةً. Then we catch them. Suddenly. We grab them suddenly. فَهُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And then they are broken in spirit. Which means that then death comes to them. And it comes to them in a state where they do not even have the opportunity to make tawbah. Imagine what kind of terrible punishment that is. Because tawbah is a door that is open to every person, every sinner, every human being. Tawbah is a door which is open to every Muslim. It is a door which is open to every atheist. It is a door which is open to every idolater, every mushrik, every kafir, everyone. The door of Tawbah is open to absolutely every human being on the face of the earth, and he or she can turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at absolutely any time. Right at the tail end of their life, they can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are forgiven. All their sins are forgiven. We hear story after so many stories, I'm sure you would have heard, I have heard also, of people coming to Islam, and in some cases for absolutely no reason. I mean, this, you can't even imagine why would this happen. Someone told me a story about this man, very elderly man in his 80s in the US. He was driving somewhere, he crashed his car and he was taken to hospital. Christian man, he was, nothing to do with Islam. He was taken to hospital, he was unconscious. Then he gains consciousness, he says, I want a Muslim preacher. He says, why do you want a Muslim preacher? You are a Christian. He says, no, I want a Muslim preacher. So they found a Muslim imam from, you know, locally, from the masjid or whatever. And the man came and this man says, I want to become Muslim. So he says, okay. So he pronounced the kalima and 5 minutes later he died. That's it. I mean, he just said the kalima and that was it. Now, why did that happen? Oh, Allah knows. I mean, this is bismillahi ta'ala. Allah, Allah, Allah. I mean, how, why, nothing. And there are so many such stories. I mean, I can tell you so many. But my point is, the whole issue here is that the door of Tawbah, this is the biggest blessing of Allah Jalla Jalalu, that Allah kept this door of Tawbah open for us. But for people who deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this ayat, definitely it's an ayat for people who deny Allah, but perhaps even more so for people who claim to be Muslim, but who go against Islam. You claim to be Muslim, but you deceive people. You claim to be Muslim, but you oppress people. You claim to be Muslim, but you lie and cheat. You claim to be Muslim and you drink and you don't pray. And you do. Allah knows, I mean, I don't have to list the number of things we do. We have made something halal on ourselves, even though Allah made them haram. That doesn't make it halal. I mean, you can say what you want, but the law is the law. Just because somebody says it doesn't apply to me, it doesn't mean it doesn't. It applies. Whether you get caught then and there or you know, Allah gives you some time, it's a different matter. So the key thing to understand and remember is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is not requesting us to obey Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying, excuse me, do you mind, you know, please. Allah is not saying that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a hukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an order. If we obey Him, this is good for us. And if we don't obey Him, this is bad for us. If we obey Allah, it does not increase Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory. If we obey Allah, it is not beneficial to Allah. If we disobey Allah, it's not detrimental to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why, see, even if you take, for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the one who sends salat and salam on me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send salat and salam 10 times on that man. The famous hadith of the man who came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I will dedicate 1/4 of my zikr for the day to sending salat and salam on you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you increase, it is better for you. I always, whenever I read this, I think to myself, subhanAllah, see the hikmah of this. He did not say, if you increase it, it is better for me. You know, you are doing me a favor. No. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah and His malaika send salat and salam on the Nabi. So what can you do or what can't you do? Whether you send salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes no difference to him, because Allah is sending salat and salam on him. What is your and my salat and salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Makes no difference. You want to send, you send. You don't want to send, don't send. It's nothing. But if you send, it is beneficial for you. If you don't send, it is harmful for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, if you obey Allah, you are not doing any favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he went in Mi'raj, he said, on the every heaven I went, he said, there are angels, malaika, who are permanently in a state of sujood. There are malaika who are permanently in a state of ruku. And they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, how many are there? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I don't know how many there are. It's something that I cannot count. But I was hearing a sound from the sky, from the heaven, like the sound you hear from a chair when a heavy man sits on it. You know, the chair creaks with the weight. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with the weight of the malaika, the heavens were creaking. That much, so many malaika. who are permanently engaged in the hamd and sana of Allah Jalla Jalalu. So whether you pray or I pray or no, don't pray makes no difference. The salah is for us. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those who refuse to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who refuse the warnings, what does Allah do? Allah gives good things to bad people. And then when they are in the middle of that enjoyment, they're doing whatever they're doing and they're having a ball, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grabs them. And they do not even have the chance to make tawbah. So then what happens to them? Obviously, they go into the hellfire. So why do good things happen to bad people? As a start of the azab, which is destined for them. And it's not destined for them against them. It's because that is what they want. They have ignored warning after warning after warning. And that's why when people ask Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh, as I mentioned before, he recited this ayah and he said, this ayah shows that on such a person, the azab of Allah has already started. Because Allah has already involved him now into things where it is unlikely that he will make tawbah. So the door of tawbah has already been shut on this person. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from being among such people. And that's why a very important thing is to stay away from the company of such people. Because thus people will draw you inside. It's like being, if you get too close to a whirlpool, it sucks you inside. No matter how powerful your boat, you can't escape. Once you are in the spin, then you are gone. It's like the washing machine or something. Once you are in the spin, there is no way of escaping. You are inside. And that's why it's very important to have the right company. Stay away from people like that. Stay with people who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll see. Because I don't want you to think that if you are obedient to Allah, necessarily you will have difficulty. And if you are disobedient to Allah, necessarily you will have... No. These are two opposite sides of the continuum. People, Allah tests those who are obedient to him, and he raises their darajat, which is what we heard yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them and he raises their darajat. Lahum maghfiratun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what did Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, salawatun alayhim mir rabbihim wa rahma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, salam on them and his rahma. What is rahma? Maghfirat is rahma. Because rahma is to do good in the presence of bad. Rahma is, mercy is what? Who deserves mercy? Somebody who's done something wrong. So, rahma means maghfirah. So, forgiveness for them. And Allah said, wahum muhtadun. And these are the people who are guided. And here we are saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, people who disobey Allah, jalla jalalu, these are people who on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place in the Quran, he said, if there wasn't danger that you would probably leave Islam and you would run away. Allah said, if this danger wasn't there, meaning is Allah is referring to the weakness of our faith. Allah said, Allah would have given the kuffar, Allah would have given the people who deny him houses with staircases made of gold. And with doors and windows made of gold and silver. Can you imagine? Solid gold and silver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's not gold plated staircases. It's gold staircases. Actually made of gold. Allah would have given them staircases. And why is Allah saying staircases? You walk on the staircase. It's not gold, it's not something to be kept. It's under your feet. Allah is saying that Allah would have given them. If there wasn't danger that if Muslims see this, the iman is so weak that you think that's where the success in life is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this dunya is so worthless that Allah gives it to those who disobey him. It is so worthless that Allah gives it to those who deny him. But iman has so much value that Allah gives it to those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves jalla jalala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and not allow us to get dazzled by the shine of the dunya and to continue to remain in obedience to him jalla jalalu, because that is where real success is. So sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.